Closer Look continues with a look at local agencies, events, and issues.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Closer Look for Halifax and Palmyra. I'm Peter Kay. Tonight, we're taking a closer look at unplanned pregnancies. Just a heads up for mom and dad, if you have little ones listening in, sensitive topic tonight, so you've been warned. My very special guest this evening is the president and CEO of Real Alternatives, and we welcome Kevin Bagata to Closer Look. Kevin, I should say welcome back to Closer Look.
Thanks so much for having me again, Peter.
It's been a while, so I want to catch up with what's new. But for folks hearing your voice for the first time, who is Real Alternatives?
Well, Real Alternatives is a nonprofit charitable organization. We have a contract with the state of Pennsylvania to provide pregnancy and parenting support services to all women in the Commonwealth. The program was started, about 23 years ago by Governor Casey, and it's been continued to be funded. And our job is to reach out and help women so they don't feel the need to terminate a pregnancy.
We're speaking tonight in Harrisburg at your office, but you're not limited just to the Harrisburg area.
No, it is a statewide program. We have 90 centers throughout the state that we fund for the pregnancy and parenting support that they provide, approximately 20,000 women a year in Pennsylvania. But we have great centers here in the Harrisburg area, Catholic Charities, as well as Morningstar Pregnancy Services, who just do wonderful work reaching out and helping women so they don't feel alone.
Kevin, take me back 23 years ago when Real Alternatives got its start. What did the landscape look like? What were the options that a woman had in an unplanned pregnancy? And then fast forward to today.
I would say the biggest difference is that women today are more open to parent their child, bring their pregnancy to term and or place their baby for adoption. So it makes it a little easier for our counselors. People understand, thanks to sonogram technology, the humanity of the preborn baby in utero. That's been a big change. We didn't have that technology 23 years ago, so women didn't know. As we've seen that most women who feel pressured to terminate their pregnancy, It's really a decision because they're alone. You know, the boyfriend's not there. The parenting situation, they may not be welcomed at home because it's an unplanned pregnancy. So these women are alone. These young girls are alone. So when they come to one of our counselors at one of our sites throughout the state, these counselors are there to help them walk through this crisis in their life. I tell people that an alternative to termination is really another person. It's another person who's going to walk with you through this crisis. Our program provides services from the moment the women find out they're pregnant through 12 months after birth. That's a great program that reaches out to vulnerable citizens, by the way, with taxpayer funds.
I want to get into the funding a little bit later on because that in itself is very unique. If you can share a success story or two of a woman connecting with you, maybe here in the Harrisburg office, how is she finding out about Real Alternatives and what does that first point of contact look like?
Sure. And of course, 23 years makes a big difference. 23 years ago, everything was through the Yellow Page ads. And do you remember those books, Peter?
Yes.
Now it's through Google searches, and now it's through the internet. We still use bus ads. In Harrisburg, we're actually running a bus ad campaign now throughout the Dauphin County area. But once they find out they're in an unplanned pregnancy, they can go to the local pregnancy center, which they can find through a Google ad, or they can come to Real Alternatives by dialing 1-888-LIFE-AID, and that's our toll-free system that connects the woman to the closest center next to her. In Harrisburg, it's Morningstar Pregnancy Services or Lord's House in Dauphin County, also run through Catholic Charities of Harrisburg. So once they're connected, they come in, they're greeted, and you know, people just sit down and talk to them. So many times, clients have told us, nobody's ever listened to me. They always tell me what I should do or how I should think. But these women at our centers, they just sit and listen and find out what's the stressor, what's the pressure. You know, unfortunately, there are many women who are pressured to have terminations and they don't want them. So they're by themselves. And we provide a counsel there for 21 months. A lot of these clients have told our counselors, you know, nobody's ever loved me like this before. There are some hard cases out there. But there's some very, you know, unfortunate situations too. I just recently, we came across, you know, a wife who clearly was pregnant and had to have a termination in her mind because she knew the baby was not her husband's. That's a tough case. Let's face it. That is a tough case. She's trying to hide this infidelity from her husband. But she just sat with the counselor who just talked through options and scenarios. They just figured out that in her mind, the client's mind, she really wanted to have that baby regardless of the circumstances from how she was conceived.
How important is it that when she comes in that there's a non-judgmental atmosphere?
That is so important. In fact, you know, our mantra, you know, caring, confidential, compassionate. Being judgmental is not compassionate. You know, we know they certainly can go to places to terminate. We're there to help them overcome the obstacles. You know, we want to empower them for life. There is a double entendre there. We want to empower them personally to help them, for them to overcome the obstacles or the pressures. So a lot of time just listening to somebody and talking out all the options in a unemotional way is all these women need. They're listened to. And then, you know, they won't make decisions right away. They'll come back later. This one story I was just telling you, the woman came back three different times before she said, okay, I'm going to parent this child and I'm going to have to tell my husband what happened, and whatever happens, happens, but I'm going to parent this child. And we helped her.
Kevin, you and I have spoken before and both feel in some ways a little bit ironic that two guys are, you know, on the radio tonight on K-Love talking about unplanned pregnancy and how, you know, different things that the woman is going through. But in your mind, talk about why it's important that guys are talking about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've been asked that a couple of times. I've been very blessed to do this job for 23 years. And people said, well, you're a man in charge of this woman's program. Why is that? And I tell people straight out, it's because other men have not done what they needed to do. They have left these women alone. You know, 87% of women who had terminated their pregnancy said, if one person would have helped them through the unexpected pregnancy, they would not have terminated. Think about that, Peter. It takes two people to create a pregnancy. And those women are alone. They've been abandoned. I don't find their partners even rising to the level of manhood, as we would describe it. They're not taking responsibility. They're not caring for the mother of their child. So I feel very blessed that I get to step in a small way to help run a program and help these women as a man, because certainly their experience with men is just the opposite.
How often is it that he comes in with her to Real Alternatives?
It does happen a lot. So, all due respect, it's not always a woman by herself. Many times I tell this story again, it's also husbands and wives. Woman came in with her husband, and she was confidentially counseled and found out through a pregnancy self-test that she was pregnant and says she has to terminate. And the counselor, of course, says, what's driving you to do that? Why do you say that? And she explains how, you know, her and her husband have other children. They just can't afford this next child. She just knows that he's going to want her to terminate this pregnancy. And so the counselor thinks for a little bit and says, okay, that makes sense. The client then, you know, conveys that, you know, she loves her husband and loves being married to him, but this is something that she wouldn't want to lose her marriage over. So the counselor brings her back to the waiting room and then asks if it would be okay if she spoke to her husband. And she, the client says yes, and the husband is more than happy to talk to her. So the counselor says, well, your wife is pregnant. What do you think about that? And he says, well, you know, I love her and we'll do what we have to, but I know she wants to have a termination. I just don't want to ruin my marriage by pressuring her. So here you have two people who assume something. And of course, the counselor brought them together and they both talked it out. And of course, they, you know, were tears and hugging. So a lot of times we're just facilitating communication. A lot of times that's what our counselors do. But I have to tell you that none of this happens without a trust relationship. Our clients, the women that come to our centers, know they can trust these counselors. They're not going to lie to them. They're not going to trick them. They're there to listen and help empower them to overcome obstacles or pressures. It's great that there's a place women can go in an unexpected pregnancy where they know we're only going to help them with parenting and or placing their baby for adoption. There's a freedom there. There's a freedom of true choice when they come to our centers because they know we're there for them and for their baby.
He's Kevin Bagata, the president and CEO of Real Alternatives. I'm K-Love's Peter K. You're listening to Closer Look on 88.5 Positive Encouraging K-Love for Halifax and also 92.1 Positive Encouraging K-Love for Palmyra. Kevin, what's the best way I can connect with you with a question or comment or just want to find out more about some of the services offered at Real Alternatives?
Our website has an unbelievable amount of information on it. In fact, I recommend your audience just go to realalternatives.org. We have movies, we have fetal development videos that can be used, done very tastefully, that can be done and used with your audience's children when they feel the appropriate time is right. We have this one video in particular. It's called The Miracle of Life. And as you can imagine, it really is an amazing video. It's a video of development from day one through the birth. And it's just a wonderful educational process of, you know, we have many phases of humanity. And the beginning phase is in our moms. And then we continue to have different phases of humanity. But it truly is, even to this day when I watch it, it truly is so appropriately named The Miracle of Life. We have a movie about the program. We have statistics. We have location, every location in Pennsylvania specifically. You know, you can get to our Morningstar Pregnancy Center site as well as our Catholic Charities Lord's House. But we, you know, we are national too, Peter. We've talked about that. We also run the Michigan and Indiana program. So if any of your listeners have relatives there and they know of a young woman in a crisis pregnancy or an unexpected pregnancy, we can help them there too. It's a wealth of information. However, if they know of any woman, any young teen who is in an unexpected pregnancy, please have them call 1-888-LIFE-AID and we have a counselor ready who can do initial counseling and find out the appropriate information and then refer and patch that call to the woman's local center within her vicinity. We have a center within about 45 minutes to an hour drive of every woman in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Kevin, you mentioned earlier that crucial relationship with a Real Alternatives counselor and a client that continues a year after that child is born. Why is that and what does that look like?
Sure. As you can imagine, so we if you're a young teen and you're now in an unexpected pregnancy and we're helping you through the pregnancy and providing support, emotional support, helping with making doctor's appointments and things of that sort, follow-ups. You're now a new mom, and if you've decided not to place your baby for adoption and you've decided to parent your child, that could be a crisis parenting situation. And again, your listeners have to know a lot of these girls, a lot of these young women are alone. And they have no one. And I'm sure the moms out there listening, can you imagine not having someone with your first pregnancy or the birth of your first child? Of course, my wife, she had her mom and my mom. And, it's just families are always there. What happens when you don't have somebody? Well, when you don't have somebody, there's a program like this in Pennsylvania. And we provide that counselor who can mother the mother and help her and train her to be a very good parent. It's a wonderful thing. So it's pregnancy and parenting support is what we provide. We have great stories of new moms who have just become so attached to their counselor because she wants to do the best for her child. And the counselor wants to do the best for the client. So as you can imagine, all three of them, there's just a wonderful thing. I tell people many times, the best thing going on in America is going on in a pregnancy center or a maternity home. You know, there's no race issues. It's people helping people. It's the way, you know, our parents talked about how it used to be. Strangers just helping people because they needed it, knowing one time in the future they may need help. And that's the beautiful thing. These counselors love these clients as if they were their own daughters.
When she comes in to Real Alternatives for that pregnancy test, for that ultrasound, for those parenting classes, are these services free to her? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. Every one of the 90 centers in Pennsylvania that are funded by Real Alternatives provide free services to these women from the moment of conception through 12 months after the birth of the baby. But as you can imagine, Peter, there's a cost, but the cost is not on the client. It's not on the woman experiencing the unplanned pregnancy or the crisis parenting. The cost has been picked up by the wonderful citizens of Pennsylvania. The taxpayers of Pennsylvania pay for these free services. Yeah, think about that for a second. The citizens of Pennsylvania have decided to reach out through this program and to help strangers, women who are uniquely vulnerable, and to help them so they don't have to terminate. I can just tell you as a taxpayer, how great my taxes are being used to help women who are alone, who are pressured, to help them and to provide somebody who loves them for 21 months. What a great government program.
So if I'm living in Halifax, I'm living in Palmyra, in Harrisburg, I'm already paying in to the system, if you want to put it that way. I'm paying my taxes. So what you're providing me, I'm already providing for myself in some ways. And this is what makes Real Alternatives, one of the things that make you so unique is that a lot of times when I'm doing an interview for K-Love or the Pregnancy Center, this is usually where I say, hey, how can I help, Kevin? And a lot of times we're just trying to keep the lights on. Is there a way I can help? Because from a financial standpoint here in Harrisburg, you're taken care of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're taken care of to the tune of $7.263 million. So, you know, your audience needs to thank their congressmen and their senators for continuing to appropriate this program that's serving over 20,000 women a year. Peter, we've just served 300,000 women in the last 23 years. And that doesn't count the babies. And that was done because of the citizens of Pennsylvania. It's a great concept. And as you can imagine, we've been sought after to do it in other states. So we of course don't use Pennsylvania taxpayer money to do this in other states. We do it through fundraising and through donations. So by all means, if your audience is so inclined and wants to see this beautiful program grow throughout the country, we'd be more than happy to take a donation and use the money for that.
Are you ever looking for volunteers?
Yeah, we are. I would say, though, the pregnancy center, please go to your pregnancy center first. They just need volunteers. And you don't have to do the counseling. The men of the movement usually move baby furniture.
I can do that.
You can run fundraisers. You know, we fund a lot of what goes on at a pregnancy center, a maternity home, or a Catholic Charities. But they do a lot of work that we don't fund. So they're always looking for people to help. If you can't volunteer your time to the pregnancy center, to the maternity home, please, you know, donate your treasure. We don't cover everything.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention a certain letter that you have hanging up on the wall from Vice President Pence.
Yeah. We knew we were blessed to have this first contract with the state, and we were the first of its kind 23 years ago. We've perfected it. We've got very low administrative costs, so the taxpayers truly get a good bang for the buck, if you don't mind the expression. Well, we were asked by other states, come help us. How do you set up our program? We set up Texas in 2005 and ran that for about 6 years. It's such a big state, and we have a nonprofit running that. Then Michigan and then Indiana. And Governor Pence at the time wanted the Pennsylvania program specifically because of our accountability, our efficiency, and our effectiveness. But he wanted to do something for the women of the state of Indiana.
And it's all happening, and it's all headquartered right here in Harrisburg.
This is taxpayer funding. Because of technology, we're able to do the billing through the internet. We're able to do advertising, phones, video conferencing. So there's a cost sharing for the three states for our overhead. And that's why each of the three states have just very low administrative costs associated with the programs. There's no waste here. It's well under 7%. And that's pretty good. And you know what? Every one of the contracts that we sign states that whatever money we can save in administrative costs, we're allowed to use in services. So we're using the most taxpayer money we can to provide services to women.
What would you want somebody to walk away from this conversation tonight with?
I would say they will come across a story. They will hear at a PTO meeting. They will hear at a soccer game or a lacrosse game. They will know of a young woman, a teenager, who's possibly pregnant or they think is pregnant. They'll hear through their kids. I would just hope and pray that they can convey somehow to that young person, they're not alone. It's not the end of the world. You can accomplish your hopes and dreams in a different way. And there are people that can help you. There are citizens that are ready to help you. There are women ready to help you and to help you explain this to your parents if you haven't. And the way to get to that help is 1-888-LIFE-AID.
For more on my conversation with Kevin Bagata of Real Alternatives, feel free to email us, closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For Closer Look, I'm Peter Kay.
This has been K-Love Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.